We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. We glorify Father this moment. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. For everything you did in our midst. And for everything you are yet doing this morning. We worship you. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. What a faithful, faithful God, incredible God we serve. Put 70 nations under one roof and impacted them massively for 1 week. That is 70 nations potentially on fire. And I'm sure you'll be very much well and alive very, very shortly. When you see almost double of that number on ground at the same time, we hear 100 nations, 110, 120, very, very soon. So today we came basically to say, Father, thank you. Direction and dominion through praise. Direction and dominion through praise. In the book of 2 Kings chapter 3 verse 15 to verse 18, we saw the story of how Elisha needed to bring direction in the midst of battle. But he required praise. He said, and now bring me a minstrel. And it came to pass, when the minstrel played, that the hand of the Lord came upon him. And he said, thus saith the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. For thus saith the Lord, you shall not see wind, neither shall you see rain. Yet that valley shall be filled with water, that ye may drink both ye and your cattle and your beasts. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' precious name. Our praise, our thanksgiving brings us direction, which is the theme for the month, and establishes us in dominion, which was the focus of the convention. David was a man of praise. He was a man of direction. Now we just saw Elisha gave praise to God. And that praise brought direction. And that direction brought victory for Israel. Like we had done in time past, today's service will be particularly dedicated to praise. But very quickly, how does praise bring us these things? Number one, praise establishes the presence of God. And the presence of God will do these two things, among others. Praise establishes the presence of God. Psalm 100 verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. So it brings us into the presence of God. And the presence of God will do these two things, among others. First, the presence of God attracts the light of his direction. Psalm 89 verse 15, it says, blessed is the people that love the joyful sound. They shall walk in the light of your countenance. The presence of God brings the light of his direction. You cannot be in his presence and walk in darkness. Psalm 36 verse 9. It says, for with thee is the fountain of life, and in thy light shall we see light. Connected to him is light. The quality of your praise and your worship determines the extent of light you walk in. Secondly, or be now, so the praise establishes his presence brings us the light of his countenance. Number B, the presence of God establishes dominion over the powers of evil. Powers of evil. So the praiser carries presence, and the carrier of presence dominate evil powers and altars. The powers and altars of evil. In 1 Samuel chapter 5, if you note from verse 1 to verse 5, you will notice how the ark of the Lord, the Philistines took the ark of God, brought it to Ebenezer and to Ashdod. When the Philistines took the ark of God, they brought it into the house of Dagon and set it by Dagon. When the Ophidot rose early in the morrow, behold, Dagon was falling upon his face to the earth before the ark of the Lord, and they took up Dagon to his place. Now, you read all the way, you see how Dagon's head was caught, his palms and all of that was broken, because it was facing the presence of God in the ark directly. Evil altars bow. They are dismantled by the presence of God. So our praise establishes the presence of God. Number two, praise brings instant defeat to enemy forces, establishing dominion. Instant, this is the battle situation. Enemy forces in battle, establishing dominion. Enemy forces in battle. We saw that in the book of 2 Chronicles and chapter 20 verse 22 to verse 23. The Bible said, when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. How does this happen? Praise brings instant defeat to enemy forces in battle, establishing dominion. How does it do it? First, praise activates divine participation in battle. That is how it brings defeat. It activates divine participation in battles, in the battles of life. It's just there. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 22. In the battles of life, God is not an onlooker. Every time you begin to praise, you begin to turn the battle to God. You begin to hand the battles over to God. And he set ambushment. Hallelujah. So praise brings instant defeat. I'll give the second flip of it in the second service. Now, thirdly, number three, praise sets the climate for divine instruction and direction. It sets the climate. It's a tuner. We're looking at how praise gives us direction. He sets the climate or atmosphere for divine direction and instruction. He sets the climate. How does that happen? First, joy, which is foundation for praise, tunes the human spirit to receive from God. Joy, which is the foundation for praise, it tunes, is a tuner. The way you have, you tune a radio, it tunes the human spirit to receive from God. That was why when Elijah said, bring me a minstrel, it was a tuner to tune the spirit. Do you understand that? It tunes the human spirit. The way you tune a radio, you tune a frequency. Bring me a minstrel. Make me excited. Just set the climate. In Isaiah chapter 12 verse 3, it said, therefore with joy shall you draw waters from the wells of salvation. So with joy, we draw. You draw from God. You draw from the wells of insight. You draw from the wells of light. You draw from the wells of direction. You draw it with joy. This is exciting. So depression deprives of instruction. It deprives of instruction. When you agree to be depressed and you allow the climate around you to be down, it deprives you of this of instruction. The only thing that a person can get in depression is oppression. Finally, this morning, because like I said, we came to praise. Fourthly, how praise is getting us direction and getting us dominion. Fourthly, praise brings an impartation of strength. If you have ever been weak before and you step into the climate of praise, it brings you an impartation of strength. Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10b, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And what will strength do? Strength is needed for exploits. The people that do know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. It's needed for exploits. You want to know an example of exploits? Hebrews chapter 11 verse 32. Exploits. And what shall I must say? For the time will fail me to tell you of Gideon and of Barak, and of Samson and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms. That's exploit. Subduing kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtaining promises, stopping the mouths of lions, quenching the violence of the fire, escaping the edge of the sword. That is, call it practically walking in dominion is exploits. And exploits answer to strength. And strength answer to praise. Answer to the joy of the Lord. Somebody is stepping there today. Somebody is stepping there today. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout a louder amen. I see the presence of God arriving for somebody here this morning. And that presence of God that is arriving for you is going to connect you with the light of his direction. And that presence of God is going to collapse all altars of evil. All powers and altars of evil around your life. You believers, shout the loudest amen. Every battle that is currently around your life, Jehovah is stepping into the battle by your praise this morning and giving you dominion over the forces of hell. Shout the loudest amen. And I decree this morning that your praise is going to tune your atmosphere and cause you to draw inspiration and direction in the name of Jesus. And I announce today the strength needed for exploits. Strength needed for exploits. Strength needed for exploits is released now. There are two things that will make praise effective to produce these results. among others. Number one, praising with a thankful heart. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Liberality in gratitude. The devil will show you many reasons why you should be angry with God. But the Holy Ghost wants to show you many reasons why you should be happy with God. Hallelujah. Where you are today is someone else's prayer point. You may not be where you want to be, but somebody is praying to be where you are. Where you are, your current position is somebody's future aspiration. Let everything that has breath, not everything that has a car, not everyone that has a house. Breath alone is qualifier for praise, is qualification for praise. Because it is in the presence of breath that destiny happens. You don't talk about the destiny of a dead man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, it is important that we praise with a grateful heart. And secondly, we praise with the clarity of conscience. With the purity of conscience. The Bible said in Psalm 29 and in verse 2, it said that we should give the glory due unto his name, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. That is, approach God with the devil holding nothing against you. Because he's the accuser of the brethren. He would accuse you on everything and just tell you are just wasting your time. You see, if the devil can attack your prayer, he can attack your praise with the same thing. Because we are entering his presence with praise. And he said in Proverbs 28, verse 1, he said, the wicked flee when no man pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. So unrighteousness tampers with your boldness. Boldness to approach God. Boldness in praise. Boldness in prayer. It tampers with it. Somebody say a louder amen. Amen. And so I believe that today, as we praise God, your dominion will be confirmed. Amen. And a particular direction shall be released. Amen. Are you saying amen? Say it like you mean it. Stand on your feet in a louder shout of amen. A louder shout of amen. The loudest shout of amen. The loudest shout of amen. Give him the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Will you be able to do 10 minutes of excited and explosive praise? One of the ways to praise the Lord and see results is to behave like there is no problem. Because there is no problem. He's on the throne. If God is in control, nothing is permitted to get out of control. Everything is under control. Where he is on the throne and is in control, nothing is permitted to get out of control. Everything is under control. Hallelujah. One more time, shake 3 hands around you and tell them, I want to praise God. I want to praise God. I like us to praise him for all the things we saw, his interventions in the convention, the testimonies, the nations, and the fire from the nation that is going to all the nations, and the things we are expecting him to do for you, and the confirmation of his prophetic word, the declarations made on the altar, and what you are expecting. Shake 3 hands more and tell them congratulations for direction, for dominion. Congratulations. Worship him. Honor him. Adore him. Lift your hands high. Lift your hands high. Worship him. Honor him. Adore him. Just begin to adore him and magnify him and glorify him. Say after me, say, Father, I've come before you today. I ask for your abiding presence.
For your abiding presence
on my life now.
On my life.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.